Conditional use number 2182, Samuel G. Thomas.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small automotive repair and dealer to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 2.87 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Springfield Road, approximately 336 feet east of Park Avenue. The 911 address is 23371 Springfield Road, Georgetown. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 20, Parcel 159.01. Staff would submit for the record the results of the service level evaluation, which did not require a TIS, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay. Come up, give us your name. You may have the floor.
Hi, good evening. I'm Cassandra Rito. I'm his fiance, to represent him.
Okay.
Hi.
You heard what our director read into the record on behalf of the application. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, I'm really just here to answer any questions that anybody has, if I have the ability to answer them.
All right, well, let's find out if anyone has any questions, and I guess after that, we'll find out if you have the ability to answer them.
Thank you.
We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
And let me just say, Mr. Whitley, I understand from Ms. Cornwell that your fiance is in the Merchant Marine, so.
Yeah, that's
so
why he's not here.
That's
yeah.
why he's not here, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They did provide information as mm-hmm. in the record.
Yeah,
part
there's
of the
information in the record, which we're aware of, so it's all good.
Thank you.
So he wants to do repairs, mm-hmm. automotive repairs.
Yes.
And what kind of vehicles?
Personal. I know that he has a Corvette, so he does his own repairs on that. But he also he buys them from Japan, so they're classic cars. I think it's before '92 or something like that.
Okay.
Well, 25
so he,
years.
So it's kind of like a, he kind of specifies. He's more specific in the type of car. When I say specific, I mean, is it like personal passenger type cars or big trucks, tractor trailers? What?
Yeah, it's going to be mostly cars and trucks, nothing big. He rarely works on trucks.
Like small automotive type
yeah,
thing.
Absolutely.
And how many would he be working on at a time? How many would be parked out there?
Oh, I believe he said 2 to 3. He'll be working on one at a time, but he may house in the pole barn maybe one or two others. It's a 3-bay.
So is that also where he'll do the maintenance in the pole barn, or is he going to need to build additional buildings?
Oh, no, just the pole barn.
Just the pole barn
mm-hmm.
that he's building now?
It's already built, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, he just needs
it.
Doors.
Okay. So, and all the work is done inside, will be done inside the pole barn?
Yes, absolutely.
And will he have a way to contain any waste oil that he takes out of the automobiles?
Like a pan?
Yeah, yes. It sounds like he wants to do something pretty specialized as opposed to just rolling through a lot of servicing where he's just accumulating a lot of waste oil, but typically we would expect him to have some container, some size of a container.
Yeah, I believe.
So when he dumps it in the pan from the car,
did state that in his.
Yeah. Yeah. He said they would stay comply with.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't fully understand the question. I know.
Trying to help her.
Yeah. He answered one saying he would dispose.
The question he's asking is answered by what's already been submitted
yeah.
in the record. The trouble is we don't always have it right in front of us.
No, yeah, I'm sorry.
But I understand.
So the answer is yes, you're good on that.
Yeah, I thought you meant like as he drained it out of the car. I was like, yeah, I would assume a pan.
No, you're good. Fine. I didn't do my homework.
So, no, sorry about that.
Let's see. How about employees? Does he plan to have any employees?
No, as of this moment, no. It's his own personal.
Okay.
It's a hobby, really.
Okay. So then he really isn't going to have any kind of significant employee parking needs?
No.
Does he want to have a sign out front?
I believe.
Sounds like you've already asked that too.
Yeah, I believe he answered that as possibly. He's not planning on it, but he's kind of flashy, so I would assume that maybe he would like to advertise a little.
So he's not currently requested, I guess, a light?
He says no lighting at this time.
Yeah, at this time.
So we're just going to go with that, is that right? We're not going to try to talk him into it or out of it or anything?
Well, it's kind of a rural area.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. I think that's pretty much covered it. Thanks, that's all the questions I have.
Okay.
Thank you. Ms. Stevenson.
Oh, ours. What, it's kind of a unique business. Since he's just going to be working in there, when it's an owner of the house.
They said 9 to 7, possibly some weekend hours. So.
But does he also live in the house?
Yeah,
that's his residence.
Yeah, and he's only here half the year, so.
Oh, okay.
3 months on, 3 months off. But I guess when he's here, I mean, I personally, as the spouse, I told him absolutely not at night, so. I like peace and quiet, so.
Here's your hours right here.
Yeah, that's really not too late.
But when he owns the thing and he's going out and he has his own car parked in there or whatever, he's not restricted to.
No, his own.
Yeah, okay.
From what Ms. Cornwell says, this is one of those that could be almost a home occupation type thing, but because he sells vehicles, it sounds like that triggered the need for a DMV license, which triggered the need for approval for it from us. So that's okay. Kind of boom, boom, boom. We've seen that before.
Sure.
It's been a long journey.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure that's
yeah.
I mean, his current job occupation requires that he follow standards, so he's probably just trying to check the boxes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No more.
So basically, he just buys specialized cars from overseas, brings them over, makes them street legal for the United States,
yeah.
And resells them.
Yeah, I mean, he usually doesn't really even do anything to them. They come over pretty pristine, surprisingly, because they are older vehicles. But, you know, if he gets them to the standards of the road. If they don't have certain turn signal lights or whatever, he puts them on. So it's like little random stuff like that.
That's it. I just wanted to have it clear in the record what it was he was doing.
Your guess is as good as mine. It's whatever I see.
I thought you did really well just then with that answer.
I'm glad he has a garage. I just send him in.
I think he did a pretty good job answering the question.
Yeah.
I believe there's a second meeting. I'm not sure if that's solid unless it gets approved, but he'll be here in September.
Okay. Yeah, there's a meeting before county council.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. Well, he'll be there for that.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
This body right here just makes a recommendation to county council. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have nothing, sir.
None.
Okay. Staff?
None. Thank you.
Cornwell?
None. Thank you.
No, no, this point. Thanks.
You know, when they ask for, like, you know, what torque you should do for it. I'm sorry. I'm
I work myself up for this, so.
Sorry.
Any questions? Yeah.
No, none for me. Thanks.
All right, then. Thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone who has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2182, Samuel G. Thomas? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2182? Yes, sir.
All right, Tom Adams, 22910 Park Avenue. Been living there for 36 years. Okay, interesting. I didn't know anything about the details of this, so it's interesting to hear that. Like I said, I'm not sure. Me sitting there, I almost thought the guy could have probably just done it.
Yeah. Very close. I was having the same thought.
Right. But when we
can't sell cars that way.
Right.
That's the catch.
Certain number.
If he wasn't selling cars, he'd be fine.
Right. And once you saw a dealer and you envision sometimes these little dealers that where you put the stones out and you put cars out and you can ride down the road and see those. But that being said, this project or this move or I guess project, it doesn't really fit with the character of that neighborhood because you have a lot of farm ag preservation right around it, plus your family homes are the norm there. There's very little frontage or property to conduct the business of selling cars. So So if you ride by there, you know, there's just not a whole lot of room there in front. And again, listening to what was said, you'd assume he wouldn't need that much room, but that's today, and in the future, who knows where you go once you're there.
Well, we have the ability to limit that.
Put conditions on it.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. But I don't know if we're all aware of, I've heard a lot of traffic studies, and let me tell you, there's a traffic study out on Park Avenue and Springfield Road, which has become, Springfield Road has become the go-to route Long Neck to Georgetown. Mm-hmm. And it's quite busy. There's no shoulders, and you know, it could present some major safety issues. I don't know. You know, listening to the presentation, it was, you know, it's a little bit here, a little bit there, but I can't be sure of that. But that's our take on it, is that we just are concerned about safety and traffic. We're concerned about the neighborhood and keeping that going. And again, I'm also concerned about the frontage area and how much room someone would have to actually do, put signs up, do whatever. So.
So you don't want sales on the property for safety reasons, correct? Is that what you're saying? Or you?
Well, I don't know if it's safety, you know, I mean, for all the reasons I've given, I'd rather not see a business go in there. And that's what basically we're saying. There would be granted a condition or use of a business, which could grow or it could be limited in growth, I'm sure. You know, but I don't know that if you ride out there and look at it, whether you would say there's a little tax ditch bridge that runs through there, which is prim, and that area gets a little shaky in the mornings and during high traffic areas. But as far as, yeah, the part about dealing cars, like I said, I mean, a man can have a garage and work on cars, and you know, that's his business. But once you become a business and you're doing that, then the potential for growth could lead to all of the issues that I led, you know, from the neighborhood to the traffic to the safety. And you know, you're looking and saying, well, you know, that's today, and we don't know what it'll be down the road.
We do have the ability to put limitations on
it. Absolutely. Conditions, yes, sir. Absolutely. Any other? Good?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate your comments. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Come on up.
My name's Jeffrey Parsons. I'm an adjacent to the properties which is being spoke about. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly in opposition. Tom pretty much spelled out a lot of the issues that I would have, whether this is going to become like a dealership.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, you're going to have 20, 30 cars out there, and you're going to have all kinds of people at different times at night rolling in and out of there. And a noise issue. That's the biggest issue. As long as it doesn't become a big issue as an automotive like issue, I'm not opposed to it.
Well, the commission has the ability to restrict the number of cars that can be there, to restrict the hours, to restrict the noise.
Even restrict the location of the cars.
Even restrict the location of the cars on the site. So that's one of the good things about conditional use project process. And this is what I hear you saying, but both of you saying, that those are your concerns, and I think we have some of the same concerns, frankly.
Man making a living, I have no problem with that.
Right, right.
The park has its own set of rules and noises over there, so, I mean, I'm used to the airport. I've lived there for a long time.
Yeah.
That's kind of a soothing sound to me, but a lot of people don't, because I like flying. So, other than that, I just wanted to come here and find out what exactly your intentions are.
All right, sir. Thank you for coming. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? All right, then. Anyone else on the commission have any questions for anyone?
Should I ask her anything about that garage cap stuff?
If you want to.
Could I just ask the applicant one more question?
The applicant come forward again. We got a question for you.
So these almost like specialty cars, how would you refer to them? What kind of cars are they? Corvettes?
Like, oh, no, he owns a Corvette. The ones that he typically buys and works on, they're from Japan. They're considered classic cars.
Classic.
Yeah, because they're older than 25 years.
So is this a kind of operation where you're expecting to have a row of cars out in front of them?
No. Which is like, I apologize if I knew that there's concerns like that, I would have elaborated. So last year, I believe he probably bought maybe 4 to 5 cars. It's not huge. It's more of a, he likes the cars, he likes working on them, so he'll buy them. And then he has no intentions of keeping them, so he sells them on like Facebook. They sit in a garage and, you know, if someone wants it, they come pick it up.
So are the vehicles you're talking about then, or would you say they are garage kept?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So if there were a condition that you could not store cars outside for an extended period, would that something?
Cause an issue? No. Okay, no. I mean, unless they're personal.
I think your neighbors are concerned, and you see it all over Sussex County, so I fully understand why they have this concern. They're concerned that your vehicle is going to be the typical used car dealership, where you've got 10 or 12 cars sitting out front, jammed up to the highway, just as close as you can get them, and all that foolishness.
Yeah, no.
What you're saying is that is not what you're looking for, and you have no problem if we restrict you from doing that.
I mean, you guys wouldn't have to restrict him. I will. I've lived in the area my whole life. It looks tacky. I'll restrict him. Yeah. I don't.
No, I'm beginning to believe you would too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, it is. It would look tacky, especially with the property. But we do have our own personal cars. I have a work vehicle. My personal car. Like, would that matter? Because ours already sit out.
Vehicles. I mean, you can have. I mean, the whole issue surrounding this is vehicles that are for sale.
Oh, whether they're posted on the side of the road.
Vehicles, you can park them in your driveway the same way they park theirs in their driveway. But what I perceive that they're concerned about is that this idea that there would somehow an auto dealership in the traditional sense would develop, and that's what we want to prevent from happening. And I don't think you're asking for that, so...
No, that's our home. Yeah, he really only has to do this because I think he bought and sold enough, and with our own personal cars, I think something happened. I think DMV type stuff.
Well, it could be that we would allow him to have one in the yard or something. I don't know. Yeah.
The reason he's coming for is he reached his DMV limit for the number of cars he could sell within a year,
right,
which turned it into a business, which required the conditional use.
So it snowballed. So, absolutely not. There will be no cars parked, you know, like by the road or anything.
It's just, okay. Well, I think we got the picture now.
Yeah, I would love to have any concerns. So.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, anyone else have any questions? Any questions for anyone?
Nope.
All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.